Hello, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness coming to you today where we'll be looking at current events in the light of Bible prophecy right here from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. As I went online today to check the news, there were from Fox to all news agencies are reporting a story. And the story is that some leading Republican congressmen and joined by some Democrats are asking Obama, President Obama, to an investigation into the United States President's choice of Charles Freeman as Obama's top intelligence official. Charles Freeman, and I'm going to read this to you from Arutz Sheva, IsraelNationalNews.com. And, of course, they're going to be reporting a little bit stronger some things. Two leading Republican congressmen, backed by at least one Democrat, have demanded an investigation into United States President Barack Obama's choice of Saudi Arabia-linked and longtime anti-Israel Charles Freeman as Obama's top intelligence official. Freeman is the former American ambassador to Saudi Arabia and past president of the Middle East Policy Conference and Arab Lobby, formerly known as the American Arab Affairs Council. 2 years ago, Saudi Arabia's King Abdullah donated $1 million to the council, whose quarterly Middle East policy journal routinely includes anti-Israel messages. Now, here are some of the things that Mr. Freeman himself has said. Quote, "We abandoned the role of Middle East peacemaker to back Israel's efforts to pacify its captive and increasingly ghettoized Arab populations. We wring our hands while sitting on them as the Jewish state continues to seize ever more Arab land for its colonists. This has convinced most Palestinians that Israel cannot be appeased and is persuading increasing numbers of them that a two-state solution is infeasible." And so as he speaks, Mr. Freeman spoke about Israel grabbing Arab land. I'm going to ask that there be put up for you to see a map of the Arab states, Muslim Arab states, versus the size of the little state of Israel. And you can see that that is not the case. And so we see, now we're looking at this in the light of Bible prophecy. We're not politically saying do this or don't do this, but we are saying that the Bible says to bless Israel. And if you bless Israel, you'll be blessed, and if you curse Israel, you'll be cursed. And the Bible tells us to pray for those who are in, first of all, this is 1 Timothy 2:1. "I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty." So we're praying for our president, for our leaders to make the right decisions in putting in leaders so that we can know blessings and not cursings. Because if you curse Israel, then it brings curses on the United States. And so we don't want that. We want to have blessings. Now, another news item from today. Saudi minister, Arabs should stand up to Iran. That sounds like a good headline from Fox News. But in other words, what they're asking is that we don't get into it, but let them handle it. Saudi Arabia is Sunni, and Iran is Shia. They probably hate each other worse than they hate us. The only way that they are united is against Israel and against the infidels. So they're urging the Arab states to stand up against Iran. It's not because they are particularly pro-Western. It's because they are anti-Shia. And so we couldn't take any peace in our hearts by saying, hey, the Saudis are against Iran. We have to understand what their political structure is. I never believed there would be a democracy in Iraq. I can see in the Word of God where the judgment came as a result of certain scriptures in the Bible. I believe the war was even biblical. But there will never be, there will be no peace and real, democracy is not the end all and answer to everything anyway. The Lord is. And so I never thought that we would have a democracy established in Iraq because of the political situation of Iran being Shia and Iraq being primarily Sunni with a large part of it Shia. And so we watch these things in the light of Bible prophecy and in Psalm 83. Psalm 83 says, "Thine enemies, speaking of the Lord, make a tumult. They that hate thee have lifted up the head. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people and consulted against thy holy ones, saying, Come, let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may no more be in remembrance. They have consulted together. They have a confederacy with one consent. They are confederate against thee." It says they're against God. "The tabernacles of Edom and the Ishmaelites." The Ishmaelites being, and Edom being, Saudi Arabia. The Moab and the Hagarenes. Gebal, Ammon. It mentions Jordan. It mentions other parts and places and peoples of the Middle East. Now, I believe there's a great redemption for them. I believe it's in Ezekiel 38 and 39, where it says that when God does certain things for Israel, the nations all around are going to admit that he's the true God. And so I believe it'll take something very big to reach them, and I believe God will do it. But in the meantime, we don't turn against Israel. We stay pro-Israel. Now, it says in here that we will see an end-time confederacy of all these nations. There's a big meeting that's taking place. This is March 4th, Wednesday. And there's a meeting that's taking place in Iran. Israel, the headlines I'm reading to you right now from Fox News, Israel is a cancer and the Holocaust a big lie. Iran's leader said on Wednesday, you know, they're ahead of us there with their time, that President Barack Obama is pursuing the same wrong path that his predecessor George Bush pursued in supporting Israel, and described the Jewish state as a cancerous tumor. The comments by Khamenei are the supreme leader, Khamenei, are likely to frustrate the new U.S. administration, which has been seeking to engage Iran, but has called on Tehran to unclench its fist. Quote, and this is what the religious leader in Iran said, not Ahmadinejad, but the religious leader. "Even the new president of America, who has come to power with slogans about changing Bush's policy, is defending state terrorism by talking about unconditional commitment to Israel's security. Another big mistake is to say that the only way to save the Palestinian nation is by negotiations." Negotiations with whom? Now I'm reading the Iran religious leader. Negotiations with whom? "With an occupying and bullying regime who does not believe in any other principle other than force, or negotiations with America and Britain, who committed the biggest sin in creating and supporting this cancerous tumor. The way for salvation is standing firm and resisting." He said that the Holocaust was used to usurp Palestinian land, and that the West and Israel showed the weakness of their cause by not allowing anyone to question the Holocaust. President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, who previously drew fury from the West by saying the Holocaust was a myth, told the conference, "The story of the Holocaust, a nation without a homeland and a homeland without a nation, is the biggest lie of our era. The continuation of the Zionist regime, even on one inch of the land of Palestine, because of the nature of that regime, means the continuation of crime, occupation, threat, and insult to the nations." Now, think of it. This book says God gave that land to the Jews, and that they went to every corner of the earth, and that in the last days, just before the Messiah comes and sets up the Messianic kingdom, the Jews he will bring home. He's brought them home before our very eyes. It's a sign to the world. Now, of course, who's behind all of this that we're hearing against it? Of course, it's Satan. We're right down to the end. Satan against God, darkness against light, but light always prevails, and we've read the back of the book. And in the millennium, you can find this in Isaiah, you can find this in Zechariah. In the millennium, the mountain of the Lord's house will be raised up above all the mountains of the earth, and all the nations of the earth, the sheep nations that are left, will gather into it. Of course, Satan doesn't want to see this come to pass. Now, the remarks that I read you came at a meeting that they are having in Tehran, and they have invited a keynote speaker. Their keynote speaker, and I hope I brought it, oh, yes. It's the head of Hamas. Gaza Hamas head is the keynote speaker at this anti-Israel conference. It's called an anti-Israel conference. Isn't it amazing that God told us about this conference in Psalm 83? How long ago was David? He was 1,000 years ago. 3,000 years ago. 3,000 years ago, through the psalmist David, the Lord knew they'd be having their meeting in Tehran, and he gave an answer for it. They're not going to wipe out Israel from being a nation on all the earth. We'll read it right now, and then I'll go back over to this because we don't want to go out without reading this. This is the answer to they're going to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. This is the answer. The Lord said in Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 35, "Thus saith the Lord, which gives the sun for a light by day, the ordinances of the moon and the stars for a light by night, who divides the sea when the waves thereof roar, the Lord of hosts is his name. If these ordinances depart from before me, saith the Lord, then the seed of Israel shall cease from being a nation before me forever." There was a sun in this. So there's a sun in the sky. At night, there's a moon I can see and stars. Therefore, as long as I can see them, there's going to be a nation of Israel upon the earth before the Lord, and all their confederacies are going to come to naught. But they're still having them. And Gaza's Hamas leader, this is from Devka File, Gaza Hamas leader, keynote speaker at Iran's anti-Israel conference. He was given safe passage, the Israelis, they do things like this, to let him go from Gaza to Cairo. He made straight for Damascus, and Tuesday he was flown to Tehran to deliver the keynote speech at a conference called by the Islamic Republic as a counterweight to the International Donors Conference sponsored by the U.S. and Egypt this week. The Iranians claimed that representatives of 80 countries arrived, including at least 20 parliamentary speakers from Arab and Islamic nations. Present too are Hamas, Fatah, and Islamic Jihad. Fatah is supposedly, it's Abu Mazen, as they call him, the one that everyone is saying is a moderate. That's his. That's Arafat's arm of. And they're trying to call the leaders of Israel to war crimes trial. He's going to give an address today, probably already done it, on Israel's crimes, including the permission given him to travel despite his key role in the crimes of terror. And so, all of these things are prophesied. We have the book to tell us how they were. Shalom.